Illegal crossings at the southern border are on the decline, but officials on the northern border say they're seeing a dramatic increase. In northern New York, migrants make their way through fields, swamps, and forests into the United States. North Country Public Radio's Kara Chapman takes us to the border communities that are dealing with this new reality.
The Great Chazy River flows by a wooded clearing where about 10 people gather for a private ceremony. Some are part of a local group that assists migrants. They're here to honor one they never met, a woman named Ana Karen Vasquez Flores. Janet McFetrid says she was from Mexico, worked as a quality control technician, and was described by her family as funny and kind.
She was a daughter, a sister, an aunt, granddaughter, and soon-to-be mother.
Court documents say Vasquez Flores crossed the border from Canada into New York illegally last December, then walked into the river not far from here. Her body was found downstream a few days later. Vasquez Flores isn't buried here, but at the ceremony, a few people position a bright yellow cross in the ground and place small stones at its base. Amy Mountcastle researches asylum seekers at the northern border. She says it's important to humanize people like Vasquez Flores.
They're not just the broad category of migrants, they're real people.
Vasquez Flores was part of what Border Patrol officials here say is an unprecedented number of people crossing illegally into the U.S. from Canada. Residents who live along the northern border say they're noticing the increased traffic, and it's making them worried. Kyle Koss takes me through the trails behind his house. We see tire ruts and the muddy ground, clothes left behind during the winter, a baseball cap hanging from a low branch.
There's another water bottle over there in the woods. There's another one over here. There's a sneaker, another sneaker.
Koss says he and his family are a lot more cautious now on the trails and in their backyard. Local authorities haven't reported a spike in crime. Nationwide, a recent study by Northwestern University found immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than people born in the U.S. But as we walk through the woods, Koss carries a handgun. He says he's used it recreationally for squirrel hunting, but now it's for protection.
Any firearms of any sort for protection is a last resort, but I would rather have it with me and not need it than need it and not have it with me.
Border Patrol agents in the sector where Koss lives are the busiest on the northern border. In fiscal year 2023, they recorded almost 7,000 encounters in eastern New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire. That's a small number compared to the hundreds of thousands of encounters in the busiest parts of the southern border. But officials say it set a record, one that fiscal year 2024 shattered within just 8 months. Border Patrol agent Brian Lorimer says there's a false perception that crossing from Canada is safer than crossing from Mexico.
Extreme weather, extreme temperatures, highs and lows, it can easily get dehydrated, and there are some very rural, remote areas out here.
Elected officials in these rural areas blame federal policies for the increase. Mark Henry is a local county legislature chair and retired Border Patrol deputy chief.
Only the federal government can change the policies that could make a difference here, and right now they're not doing it.
Recent efforts to pass border enforcement legislation have stalled in a divided Congress. The Biden administration implemented changes last week to speed up asylum processing and deportations at the northern border. In a statement to NPR, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed the changes, which were first reported by CBS News. The statement says DHS continues to deliver tough consequences for non-citizens who do not have a lawful basis to remain in the United States. The Biden administration took actions to curtail illegal crossings at the southern border earlier this year, including restrictions for potential asylum seekers. Muzaffar Chishti is with the Migration Policy Institute. He says human smugglers respond to changes like increased enforcement at the southern border.
So if they think that the system of the southern border is changing, they will try to divert traffic to the northern border.
Customs and Border Protection says the agency is adjusting to shifting migration trends and continues to enforce U.S. immigration law while going after ruthless smugglers that take advantage of vulnerable migrants. For NPR News, I'm Kara Chapman in Northern New York.